This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The next question we have on the WhatsApp is from Chaya, New Delhi, India. She says, earlier I was a Krishna devotee. I recently reverted to Islam and I want to learn more and more about Islam. MashaAllah, congratulations. Sir, tell me the sources that would help me in knowing the true Islam, not what the media expounds, rather what Islam actually is. Sir, I'm a big fan of you, but sadly you ain't in India. I cannot meet you. Inshallah, in Malaysia, I will come someday to meet you. One more query, please sort out, sir. I, being a former non-Muslim, I want to learn about Islam, no doubt, but I want to learn about comparative religion as well, so that in future, if someone mocks me that I am a traitor and I changed my religion, I would give that person references of what his religion says. But I never know which book is pure or which is adulterated. Tell me a place, library, e-commerce site, etc., from where the religious books I'd buy would be very pure and knowledgeable according to you. Sister Chaya has asked a very important question, and mashallah, she accepted Islam, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept her deed, and inshallah, may Allah forgive all your past sins, and may Allah put you in Jannat al-Firdaus. Her main question is that what are the authentic sources of Islam, where can she get knowledge, and particularly she wants to know about comparative religion. The best book to read, sister, is the translation of the Quran. That is the best book. It is the most positive book in the world. It's a proclamation to humanity. And one of the best translations that I would recommend you to read is by Abdullah Yusuf Ali. It's available in the market. It's available online. And if you read this translation, it is the best. And this translation has a commentary. It has got footnotes. It has got tafsir. It's very good. If you want a simpler translation with the modern English, I would recommend Sai International. Sai International has been translated by three devout ladies. Some of them have been married to Arabs. And that's a very good translation. If you want something more voluminous, you can refer to Tafsir ibn Kasir, the abridged summarized version by Darussalam. If you want to read books of Hadith, I would recommend that you read Umdatul Ahkam or Bulughul Maram, in which the Ahkamat are mentioned. Read the Seerah of the Prophet, the life history of the Prophet. There's a book by the title Sealed Nectar, which is the translation of Varayk al-Maktoum, Sealed Nectar, by Safiur Rahman Mubarak Puri. It's a very good book, alhamdulillah. The translation is available in English from Darussalam. Regarding knowledge of comparative religion, I would recommend to you that you visit my website, zakirnaik.com. And this website has a lot of information on comparative religion. Besides information on Islam, it has information on Christianity, on Hinduism, on Judaism, and many other religions. There's a special section called as Islamic Dawah Training Program. And in that section, you'll have a lot of questions that are replied. The most common question asked by non-Muslims. Very important. Read this, memorize it. It will help you to reply to the queries asked by non-Muslims. As you said, that if someone mocks at you, how will you reply? And most of these reply, besides giving references from the Quran, give references from the Bible, from the Vedas, from the Gita, from the religious scriptures, give references from scientific books, and give the answers with reason, logic also. There are common questions asked by Hindus. It's there on this website. Common questions asked by Christians. Common questions asked by the atheists, etc. This website, zakirnaik.com, would be useful for you in replying to questions asked by non-Muslims, by atheists, and answering the questions on Islam with reason, logic, and science. And it has got hundreds of questions that have been answered. There's a separate section of question answers. If you want to specifically know reply to questions about Islam, I'd recommend that you should refer to the website islamqa.info. islamqa.info is a fantastic, authentic website which is mainly catering to replies of the questions asked regarding Islam. And this website is the most popular Islamic website in the world. According to the Alexa ranking, it is close to 4,500, means 4,500th in ranking amongst all the websites in the world. Among the Islamic websites, it's number one. If you have any query regarding Islam, type your query on the Google, follow it up with Islam QA, and inshallah, you'll get the reply. It is islamqa.info. There are other Islam QA also, but this Islam QA, which is the most authentic and the best in replying to questions on Islam, is islamqa.info. And I hope that answers the question.